Shalom Aleichem, this is Rabbi Kovacs, and Mishneh Yomi is continuing for Chai Adar Sheni in Chapter 10 of Nedarim, Mishneh Dalit, Mishneh 4 and 5 today. Derech Talmidei Chachamim. It was the custom of Talmidei Chachamim, educated people, but this is good advice not just for Talmidei Chachamim, but for anyone. Ad Shalot Haita Bito Yotzim Etzlo, before his daughter was getting married, his daughter was engaged, had Kedushin, but was still waiting for Chuppah. Omer Lah, he would tell his daughter, Kol Nedarim Shnedarta, any vows that you have vowed, Betoch Beiti, while you're living in the parental home, Harehen Mufarin, behold, they are annulled, they are nullified. Vechen Abal, and also the husband, the Arus, Ad Shlo Tikonis, their Shuto, before the wife enters his home and starts, you know, moves in with him and they go to Chuppah, Omer Lah, he needs to tell her, Kol Nedarim Shnedart, any vows you vowed, ad shaloti kontzi l'rshuti, before you came into my domain, harei hen mufarin, they are annulled. Now recall, we said at the beginning of this chapter, in this engagement period between Kedushin and Nisuin, they need both the father and the husband to annul the vows, and that's why both of them are required here. The Mishnah comments, shemishe tikones, once she enters the rshuto to the husband's home, enu yachol hafer, he cannot annul the vows she previously made. Now, the husband does have the power, we said, to annul the vows made after Nisuin, all by himself. She's no longer, attached to the father. But any vows previously required the father and the husband. Now, the Gemara here on Daf 73 suggests that this is proof that the husband or the father could annul a vow without even hearing the specific vow. Basically like a kol nidre type of thing, where he doesn't even have to know the specific one and they could annul it anyway. And the Rav Bartnur here comments, yeah, filo below shmia, even without hearing the specific vow, the husband and the father could get together and annul the vows made in this period. But the Gemara there on 73 also suggests it could be that they're saying, when I hear about a vow, it should be annulled automatically. But he really doesn't have the power to annul the specific vow until he hears that specific vow, but he can have a sort of kol nidre situation set up where it will automatically be annulled in case he gets busy on the day he hears. Another suggestion in the Gemara is that sometimes you have to bring up uncomfortable topics with your daughter, with your children. You have to sort of open up the conversation. Hey, I'm annulling all your vows. And she's like, says, you know, well, what vows? And he says, well, did you make any vows? And she might have to think about it. And, you know, sometimes you have to bring up topics that are a little bit concerning to start the conversation going. Let's go on to Mishnah. Hey, Bogeret. Bogeret is a mature young woman, and that's not a contradiction in terms. Recall that a katana, a minor, is pre-bat mitzvah, but then even after bat mitzvah, the first 6 months is called na'ara. Na'ara is really a young girl, and a bogeret is after that first 6 months. Now, if a bogeret gets engaged to be married, gets a kedushin, Sheshahata, the Mishkan continues, Sheshahata Shemasar Hodesh, and she's waited 12 months. Now, the expectation was a bogeret, she's already old enough to get married, so she could delay the marriage, or the husband could, up to 12 months, but not longer than that. I mean, listen, she's already like almost 14. In ancient times, that was a normal time to get married. They shouldn't delay it any longer. And the 12 months we've mentioned, interestingly, by Rivka's family, suggested she wait 12 months, or at least 10, and Rivka decides to go immediately with Eliezer, Eved Avraham, to go and marry Yitzhak, to go and marry Isaac. Immediately, she waived this 12-month period of engagement prior to Chuppah. And the Mishnah continues, V'almana shloshim yom. And a widow, a woman who's previously married, she can sort of demand to go to Chuppah after 30 days because she's already ready. She's been married before. She has a gown. She has jewelry. She has makeup. So the situation here is there's been a kedushin, and there's been a waiting period, so now really we're expecting them to go to Chuppah and become fully married. So Rabbi Eliezer Omer, Hoil, since Vaila, the husband, the Arus here, Chayiv ben Mizanoteya, he has to feed her after this point. So during the period of engagement, after Kiddushin, before Chuppah, there's no obligation to feed his wife, but once you go to Chuppah, once you go to Nisuin, there is. But even after this waiting period is up, this sort of the maximum period of an engagement, there was an expectation, a requirement for the husband to feed the wife even before Chuppah. So in this case, Rabbi Eliezer says, Yafer, the husband could, even before Chuppah, annul the vows of his wife. I mean, the other sages say, Ainable Mefer, the husband does not have any power of annulment. Od Shetikonis Lershuto, until they are fully married, until Chuppah, which is a symbolic entry into the domain of the husband. And then they are fully married, and the husband can annul the vows made without the participation of her father. Yashar Koach, Zay Gezult.